Wake Up with Greg and Ali.
Shannon Knoll.
Oh, yeah, he is set to headline the first ever Palmerston Signature event on Territory Day this Friday, July 1st at Marlow Lagoon. And we're delighted to have Shannon on the line. We are so looking forward to seeing you this Friday.
Yeah, no, I can't wait. I see we've been on the road for about 4 months now, and it'll be a great way to finish off the tour by a couple of gigs up in the North Country.
Have you been to Darwin before?
I have, mate. It's a long time ago now. I played, I think it's Bass on the Grass, is it?
Yeah.
I played that like, I think it was 12 months after the show in 2004 or something maybe.
Yeah, okay, so it's been a long time then.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you know about Territory Day? You know why we celebrate it?
A little bit, mate, yeah. It's a separation from the government thing, isn't it?
Nah,
yeah, we formed self-government.
Yeah.
That's right.
So it's very significant. And it's the one day of the year where we can legally set off fireworks.
I did read that. Yeah, that got me excited when I read that.
Just a word of advice, Shannon. You better wear. Have you got like welding goggles?
I can find some for sure.
Yeah, you better wear them on stage, mate.
Oh, because it can get kind of crazy. Because as you'd imagine, people are setting them off left, right, and centre.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, well, I used to love cracker nights back home out in the bush until they sort of. It took it away from us, so it'll be like, I suppose, revisiting a bit of childhood.
Well, yeah. Mate, it sort of resembles going everywhere. It resembles like downtown Syria.
Really?
It does. Have you worked with pyrotechnics on stage before?
Yes, I have. I have.
Oh, there you go. You're well versed then. Hey, so Shannon, tell us about the tour. You know what you've been doing lately, because I don't believe we've had the pleasure of hearing an album from you for about 5 years.
No, we haven't, mate. Actually, so I've been writing and had a few different changes, different record labels and management over the last couple of years. But finally, I've signed with Warner's at the start of the year, and we've been touring for 4 months now. But I've been trying to finish off the album at the same time. So I've finally done that, and we've had a great meeting. I had a great meeting with Warner's a couple of weeks ago, and we got a plan. So I'm actually going into the studio today for pre-production on the first single. So really exciting. Yeah, so I'm really excited about it, mate. It's been a long time coming, like you said, you know, but I'm really stoked with the bunch of songs I've got together, and I just can't wait to get something out there.
So what direction have you decided to take with this album?
Well, it's sort of, the guys at Warner said, we want you to sort of start being yourself a little bit more, and for me that's, It's not country style music, but it's country stories, if you know what I mean. And you know, things that I'm passionate about, like Australia and you know, the beauty we have in this country and stuff like that. So I sort of, a lot of the songs are pretty, maybe very current sounding. One's been described a little bit like a little bit of the Beachy sort of sound, I suppose. But the stories are all very. Very, very country orientated, and bush stories. Like just growing up in the bush.
It's nice and authentic. Yeah.
So you're after a golden guitar at Tamworth, are you?
No, well, it's definitely not country, mate. So it's a bit of a mix. You know, I suppose, you know, growing up around cars, you know, driving down dirt roads and that sort of stuff, that's what I did growing up. So I suppose it's telling them stories with hopefully a current sort of sound to it.
Awesome. Will we get to hear any of these songs on Territory Day?
No, not just yet. We haven't quite finished, got them together yet. So we've just got to, as I said, we're in pre-production today and hopefully get them done for a launch in October, I think, for the first single. So.
That'd be nice. Well, we hope that you'd return to Darwin, you know, as part of that launch of the album. That'd be awesome.
Well, yeah, definitely. Since then, I've had a meeting with my booking agent as well, and hopefully when we do a national tour off the back of the album next year, it'll definitely take in Darwin. So.
Well, we're looking forward to the gig on Friday night, Territory Day at Marlow Lagoon. And, mate, if you're not doing anything Saturday, you want to come out and we can do a bit of drifting. We've got the Gazanats up here over the weekend.
Oh, right. Cool. That sounds good.
Yeah, no worries.
Or our Darwin Carnival kicks off on the Saturday too. So if you're into horses, you might as well join us there trackside as well.
Yeah, mate, that's the go. I love a bit of horse races. That's the go for sure.
Mate, it's a busy time of year and it's going to be even better with you here taking part in Territory Day. So we look forward to seeing you on Friday night.
Great, guys. I'm looking forward to it too. Thanks so much.